Alabama Scoundrels is a short book, 122 pages, brief sketches of 22 Alabama miscreants. Most of the scoundrels of the title are criminals, usually killers of some type, and usually 19th century, although a few go back further, to before statehood in 1819. The very last chapter on pirates is chronologically first. We're told Gasparilla, Jose Gaspar, reportedly, quote, buried several chests of pirate loot at various locations in Mobile Bay, end quote. Jean Lafitte, a highly organized Gulf pirate, may have, quote, buried $80,000 in gold coins on a beach in Biola Battery, end quote. The above should spur sales of metal detectors. The authors include a few pretty famous killers one had not associated with Alabama. Frank and Jesse James, Missourians, fought with Quantrill's raiders in the Civil War. Legend says they robbed the Huntsville Bank in 1876, but the authors doubt this. Jesse was shot dead by Bob Ford in Missouri, but Frank was brought to trial in Huntsville, acquitted, then spent the next 30 years, quote, as a shoe salesman, ticket taker at a theater, and a telegraph operator, end quote. The notorious John Wesley Hardin killed 27 men, the first when only 15. One man he killed for snoring. For a while, the handsome Hardin lived as a farmer in Pollard, Alabama. No one suspected. It is said he looked like a college professor. Apparently, post-criminal career changes were not uncommon. After a long criminal career, Hardin served 6 years in the pen in Huntsville, Texas. He studied and planned to start a law practice when released. A number of the murderers discussed in this book were caught and lynched, which is, of course, wrong. But faith in law enforcement officers and jails was understandably low. Dan Bogan, incarcerated in Tascoa, Texas, was slipped a file and escaped after sawing through the iron bars. In jail in Cheyenne, Wyoming, he did it again. The outlaw sheriff, Steve Renfro, had two presumably healthy young wives die mysteriously at ages 22 and 19. In 1885, he escaped from the Tuscaloosa jail and was later hanged in Livingston. An outlier in this volume was Railroad Bill, real name perhaps Morris Slater, an African-American who hung around the tracks and rode trains in South Alabama. Bill was accused of killing a deputy sheriff in Bay Minette, and then, as a fugitive, robbed trains and, Robin Hood-like, gave the loot to the poor, black and white. Depending, I guess, on your politics, Albert Parsons should not be in this book at all. Originally from Montgomery, Parsons became an advocate for the 8-hour workday. In Chicago, where he published various leftist newspapers, there was a labor strike in which police killed 4 demonstrators. In a subsequent protest in Haymarket Square, a bomb was tossed, killing a police officer. In response, the police killed 7. Parsons and 6 others were convicted of conspiracy for speeches and articles that presumably inflamed the bomber, who may in fact have been an agent provocateur of the Chicago authorities. Parsons, though probably innocent, was hanged on November 10, 1887. This book is history light for the common reader. The style is not elegant, and the sources for these stories are usually newspaper and magazine accounts, the Encyclopedia of Alabama, and in some cases, books of history and biography. But there are entertaining bits, and these sketches can provoke further reading.